Join us at 5:5. Pull up a kitchen chair. There's music in the making, and we hope to see you there. Gather round your radio, we can chat about our tunes as friends and neighbors get together to play a few old tunes. Local folk on the radio, it's time to listen in. Local folk on the radio, let the music news begin.
Welcome to Local Folk, a presentation of the Central Indiana Folk Music and Mountain Dulcimer Society. Today, Society member Susie Krasick shares an interview she did with dulcimer player extraordinaire Butch Ross at a recent Indianapolis appearance. Plus, we're going to play some of Butch's music. Professor Tim Hope tells us a little bit about the banjo in Musicology Moment. Then, as a Father's Day treat, we'll talk with a father and son, Mike and Nathaniel Rabb. Mike is the Society Music Director, and Nathaniel is an impressive youngster who is carrying on the interest in folk music. They stop by to share some music as well. We'll tell you what's going on in next month's show and let you in on the folk music scene. So let's settle back and listen to Local Folk. Susie Krasick, a Society member and dulcimer player in her own right, caught up with Butch Ross at a recent Indianapolis appearance. Butch is known for playing the lap dulcimer strapped on like a guitar, as well as his humorous tune selection. Let's check out that interview.
Hello, this is Susie Krasick, and I'm here at the Ohio Valley Gathering in Indianapolis, Indiana, and I'm interviewing Butch Ross, who is here volunteering and giving workshops, as everyone is. So, Butch, you've been a dulcimer player for quite a while, right?
About 8 years now.
About 8 years. Did you play any other instruments before that?
Yeah, I was a guitar player, and I'd been in a bunch of bands and some other stuff like that. So.
Now, I know you live in Chattanooga right now. Where did you live before that?
I was in grad school for a while, but before that, I spent a lot of time in Philadelphia. And I was right in the center of town. So.
And did you play music in Philadelphia?
Yeah, I played in rock bands, and I played, by the time I moved to Philadelphia, I was a solo artist, so I did a lot of touring, playing around with an acoustic guitar and writing songs and stuff. But I was also living in Philly when I first got the dulcimer. So.
Is there a big folk scene in Philadelphia?
Yes and no, not what I've come to know as folk music, especially like in the dulcimer community. There is, of course, the Philadelphia Folk Festival, which is one of the largest and oldest folk festivals in the country. And everybody who in the 50 years has been in existence, everyone has played there. But it's a huge festival, but I don't know that necessarily translates back to the city itself and the scene itself. So, but also since I've moved, a lot of interesting things have happened there as well. So,
In Philadelphia. Yeah. So now you live in Chattanooga, and tell me what you do there.
Well, this.
You're I play. Musician. Yes. You're a full-time musician.
Yeah, which means that I live in Chattanooga, but I don't spend a lot of time in Chattanooga.
You're on the road a lot.
Quite a bit, actually, yes. Yeah.
So tell me some of the places you've been this year, though, say from January.
Well, in January we started out in Key West, and then cool. I did a swing up through the Midwest. January to March is the slow season, so theoretically I've been working on new material and trying to put out a new record this year. But generally, from Florida up through the Northeast, Pennsylvania, New York, New Jersey, that's kind of the circuit. And then,
circuit then.
Something like that, yeah. Yeah. But what I do is a little different. So, I can play dulcimer festivals, I can play more listening rooms or folk clubs, but I can also go into like rock and roll clubs and play like, smoky bars and things like that. So I end up doing a lot of different things on any given night.
What do you have planned for the rest of this year?
Well, I hope to get a new, theoretically, I hope to have a new record out by the summer. I just haven't, you know, I have some new books and some things that I've been working on. And I'm going to go back to England. This will be my fourth year in a row that I've toured England.
Nice.
And so, yeah, and that'll be it. That's enough, I think.
Yeah.
That'll keep to keep me busy.
So if people wanted to get in touch with you or buy one of your CDs, how would they do that?
Well, like everybody these days, I have a website, so you can go to butchross.com. That's all one word. And you can listen to most of the stuff that I've recorded at the website, and of course you can buy it all there and find out where I'm going to be and video and all of that stuff. So.
Well, you know my favorite song that you do is "Fly Around My Pretty Little Miss" in your own arrangement. So I'm hoping that we're going to be able to play that right now.
That'd be great.
Okay.
I like it too.
Good. Okay. Thanks, Butch.
Thank you.
We've come to that portion of our show we call Musicology Moment. Professor Tim Hoke's going to let us know a little bit about the banjo.
Welcome to Musicology Moment. An edict from French colonial officials in Martinique issued in 1678 prohibited slaves from gathering to dance to the accompaniment of drums and something called the banza. This is the first written record of the banjo. Later accounts mention similar instruments throughout the Caribbean, Suriname, and eventually into North America. These earliest banjos were made from gourds and goat skin. They're believed to have been derived from a West African stringed instrument, but while a banjo-like instrument exists in Africa and playing techniques are similar, the definitive connection has yet to be made. The gourd was eventually replaced by wooden or metal hoops. The horsehair strings gave way to gut and then to steel. Frets were added. The goat skin was replaced by a plastic head. Tone rings and resonators were added and eventually gave us the instrument that we now know today as the banjo. I'm Tim Hoke, and I'll talk with you next time.
As I jogged along, my mind turned back to the girl I left behind me. Sweet little girl, the pretty little girl, the girl I left behind me. As I jogged along, my mind turned back to the girl I left behind me. The wind did blow, the rain did flow, the hail did fall and blind me. I thought of the girl, the sweet little girl, the girl I left behind me. Sweet little girl, the pretty little girl, the girl I left behind me. I thought of the girl, the sweet little girl, the girl I left behind me. To the place I said, let her to remind me. She says I'm true when you get through, right back and you will find me. Sweet little girl, the pretty little girl, the girl I left behind me. She says I'm true when you get through, right back and you will find me. If ever I get off the trail of Indians and don't find me, I'll make my way straight back again to the girl I left behind me. Sweet little girl, the pretty